This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the Duggar, on the air with the DJ V Show. Another great day for us to mark time in the sands of time. What is that? What is the beginning of that?
The sands of time. These are the days of our lives.
Yes, thank you very much. That's exactly what I was looking for. Jennifer, so here we are at the end of the first week of April. Woohoo!
Stop it.
Boy, okay.
What? Oh, come on. Let's get with it. All right, we better get with it. I think there are a number of things that we should be discussing for the benefit of all mankind, starting with what? Trending there, Victoria.
Conor McGregor, of course, we'll talk about for the good of mankind.
How weird is that?
Right? So Conor McGregor is the UFC fighter. He most recently fought and lost to Floyd Mayweather in this highly publicized, super expensive fight. Well, he crashed at the Barclays Center last night. They had the UFC media day, and he was not invited, but he crashed it anyway, and apparently got so upset with somebody that as he was leaving the building, he was caught on security cameras taking one of those the rolling dollies, those metal dollies. He threw it through the window of the UFC bus that contained a bunch of UFC fighters. Several of them were injured. They had lacerations of glass to the face, things like that. So he surrendered himself to the police later on and has been he's been arrested now and charged with two counts of assault and a misdemeanor assault and one count of felony criminal mischief. So he is not in good shape.
Who was that? Yeah. Elvis Rolls. Yeah, right? Elvis Rolls. It's suspicious minds, right? It's the new Rick Rolling.
Don't call attention to our foibles and flaws, Jennifer. Let's keep going.
Wondering where Elvis came
from. Nobody noticed that except all of us and everybody listening. Not a big deal.
We had a psychic say that Elvis was sharing a broadcast studio when he said
right.
that. Maybe he popped
right.
in.
I remember that.
It's true.
Conor McGregor. Why does anybody pay any attention to any of those
UFC
people?
UFC is big business.
I know, but the way... So what does that tell you about the psyche, not just of the American people, but people in general, that they want to watch one person beat the hell out of another person?
Well, with him, too, it's weird, because he's become this, like, pop culture icon, and people just think he's hilarious and like him, and I don't know. I don't ever watch fights like that, so
who
I don't
Who do you know,
really...
Kara, who likes him?
Well,
who do you know? I'd make sure that they were.
Watch that fight.
I have friends. I guess not really personal friends, but friends on Facebook. People all
hold
over
on, just
Twitter.
A second, Kara. Excuse me for a minute. Everybody you know. You know me.
Sure.
Did I? Yeah. Elvis and I did not watch that fight.
Did I say? I don't even remember saying that, so I apologize.
No, you didn't. I think,
no,
yeah.
I said it.
Victoria
oh, okay.
said, sorry, yeah. I mean, I should have said Victoria.
Yeah. The majority of my social friends saw the fight, and it was a big deal. So.
Yeah,
right. it's interesting, too, because I hadn't heard
about
it, so I was looking through
oh, my
it
God, time. Back off my friends.
Never mind, let me not say anything.
No, Kara, please, I want to hear what you have to say.
I was just saying that going through Twitter is very interesting, because people... Apparently what happened is one of the guys that he went and threw something at had ganged up on one of his friends the day before with a bunch of his other cronies, whatever you want to call them. And so he flew from Ireland, took a bus to get there, and then, you know, got back at him because he was messing with his friend. And everybody on Twitter was like, yeah, who cares about money? This is all about loyalty. And we're like... supportive of him, and I it goes to show something about the culture of MMA, I guess. If you are fine,
a rough.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Jennifer,
that's a way to put it.
The queen of understatement. There she is, ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer.
A rough.
Yeah, a little rough. All right, speaking of rough, it was a rough day in Los Angeles yesterday, and all of my friends, except for me, felt the earthquake.
I know. I'm not sure if my dad, you know, I meant to ask my dad. I don't know if I did. So maybe one of your friends also did not feel it. My mom didn't feel it. She was driving around.
She's
usually, if you're
too.
Driving in a car, you do not feel an earthquake. So.
Mm. All right. So, Victoria, what's the story behind the story?
Yeah, well, I think you guys are better suited to tell it. You're both in L.A. The headlines are trending this morning that it was a 5.3 and that it was the largest quake to hit Southern California in years. That's dramatic.
Since Northridge? Was it, Jennifer?
That's what it says. It is. It's true. A 5.3 is large. Northridge, I think, was a 6.9 or something like that. So if it puts it into perspective, this was not too much to get excited about it. But I happen to be at work and sitting in my office chair, which is a rolling chair. And I was sitting
at
my desk.
The office is brown. The desks, ladies and gentlemen, are gray.
They are, actually, right. And I was sitting in my chair having a conversation that I should have had probably 3 weeks ago with somebody. And
you're fine.
And all of a sudden, I thought I was having a stroke. And, you know, you start to feel woozy a little bit, and you go, wait a second. Is this me? Or is this? And then you go, oh. And you hear people down the hall go, we're having an earthquake. And so everybody kind of screams back and forth, this is an earthquake. We're having an earthquake. And everybody's kind of shouting from their offices. And then it was
over. Was it enough to make your chair roll?
Oh, yeah. I think that's why I felt kind of weird and woozy.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I turned on the news after it was over, and this woman goes, this new mom, you can tell she's just a brand new mom. She goes, I just leaned over to put my baby into a stroller, and I thought I was going to pass out. I thought I was getting sick because everybody, I think, immediately, it was such a rolling earthquake. Some of them are kind of jerky, and you know that those are earthquakes a little quicker, but this one was rolling, and I just wonder how many people in Southern California didn't think they were getting ready to hit the ground because I think immediately you think you're passing out, and then you realize it's an earthquake.
That reminds me of, like, the one cruise that I went on. The one night we hit rough seas, we were all in the dining room, and you slightly start. That was the only time I ever felt seasick, and it was just that slight weird movement of the boat that kind of makes you feel like, whoa, I'm just going to pass out. It sounds like it's kind of like that, like stuff that shouldn't move is moving.
Right.
I'll tell you about my time when I passed out on a boat. You want to hear about it?
but before you tell us that, so you didn't feel it, because you're in L.A. with me now. You didn't feel it?
It was supposedly, it was, the height of it was over here in Santa Monica.
It was off the coast, actually. Yeah. Yeah, it was in the Channel Islands.
Nothing. I didn't feel a thing. Didn't notice it. Didn't even until I got home.
Yeah, where were you?
No, I was working right here. In my office, I had not a clue. I may have been on the phone at the time.
Doug, I always feel woozy, so it was no big deal. Yeah.
No, I don't. But I honestly, I didn't feel it. But there were a lot of people who didn't, so that's why we're having a conversation about it. And so there
thankfully,
it is.
Thankfully, it was one that didn't. It was far enough off the coast. It was not big enough to make people think there was going to be a tsunami, and it was able to release a little pressure from the earth, which is good, without a lot of damage. So I'd take an earthquake like that any day. No big deal.
Now, there may have been a consequence. It felt like, or it sort of smelled like there was a lot of gas in the area for that time. So maybe that was it.
Was that just around you?
Yeah, maybe that was just around you.
What gas are you talking about?
There we go.
That's well, it's funny because the way Jen just described letting it let off a little bit of steam, it kind of sounds like the earth farted. Like that's what it sounds like.
That's what it does.
That's what it does. Yep, that's what the whole deal is all about. Okay, so the only time any of you who have taken a cruise probably have had this experience where you've seen somebody live through it. In the open seas, I remember taking, when I brought a bunch of listeners from Palm Beach, Los Angeles, and New York on the, used to have a classical music tour where the richest people in the world would get on this boat. The ship was called the Mermoz, and every year 500 people would pay $15,000 to $20,000 for a week to listen to all of the classical music artists from all around the world. And so I was asked to be the American host for this. It was back in 1988. And so he started in Toulon in France and went down the Mediterranean, stopped at a couple of ports on the west side of Italy, and down to the islands and then back around up the Adriatic into Dubrovnik, places like that. And the last night of the tour, it was a stormy, windy, horrible night out in the ocean. And I happened to have been eating with a family that had ordered a lot of lobster. And I had, and then they didn't like it, so me, being the fool that I was, I ate all of everybody else's.
Oh, no.
And I was so sick between that and the way the swells in the sea. You talk about passing out. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. Finally, I was given a shot to put me out. And it was from that that I got Epstein-Barr. I was so, my immune system was so wiped out by that experience. that I had to the lady that I met on the boat. Managed to, she took me back to her home in England, and I stayed there for 3 or 4 days to sort of recover. And yes, we have.
How do I visualize you as like a wounded shoulder with this woman taking you home and putting like a wet washcloth on your forehead?
Well, we actually had, she was a we had a fabulous relationship for 3 or 4 years.
Did she start out on the cruise with you, or did you meet her on the cruise?
No, no, she, well, no, I met her on the cruise. I didn't. So.
Okay.
Anyway. there you go. My story of cruising. All right, what's yours, ladies and gentlemen?
More share ways than one.
your cruise tour with us at DJV Show.
Or you can send it worth the illness?
At Jennifer Horn. At, you'd have to ask her. At On Air Victoria. At C. Shillen. The DJV Show. It's 16 past the hour. Let me help you if you're finding a job. It's a good way to spend time this weekend. If you've decided as of the end of this week you're fed up, I've had it, no more working at this place for me, and you post your job to one of the hundreds of job boards around the country, you'll find that ZipRecruiter and you and the person at the other side of the ZipRecruiter request for a person are going to have a nice meeting, because there's always somebody looking for people with qualifications like yours. And so you want a new job? The best way to do it is to put yourself on the board and wait for ZipRecruiter to put you in touch with their matching technology, with somebody who is really interested in having you on board. It's kind of an exciting opportunity. You may think, oh, I don't like the job, and you may be down about it. But don't be, because there's all kinds of possibilities. And if you're hiring, the best place to post your job request to find the best candidates is obviously at ZipRecruiter. That's why we're talking about them. They're so different. Posting your job, powerful technology, that's what it's all about. Unlike other sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 1 day. And you don't have to, if you're the boss looking, you don't have to juggle a lot of emails or calls. You just screen, rate, and manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's dashboard. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, even better, because it allows you to try ZipRecruiter the first time without having to pay for it. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Okay.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
And change past the hour. DJ V show with television in our focus. I did not see any television last night, so you get no reviews from me.
That's
about
right.
What about Jennifer? Why didn't you see
you had your
night
own night? Entertainment.
Nice entertainment.
Like, what?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Blue Bloods tonight, Dougie. You
wait
and
minute,
I.
Wait a minute.
I know.
Did anybody see anything last night that they liked? That
no.
deserves some attention?
No. Shoe shopping.
Yeah.
The answer
right.
is pretty much always no.
For Kara. So
I shouldn't ask Kara. Sometimes Victoria has
I'm catching up on Riverdale, which is not current. So, yeah, that's what I was. Right. I was binging Riverdale.
And I'm always 7 days behind. I'm your roving TV reporter who watches.
So maybe I won't
delay.
Ask for reviews unless I have something good to say. We'll just jump right into what's on tonight, Jennifer.
Yeah, we'll tell you if we've seen something. All right, Blue Bloods that you love, Doug.
I like
and
that.
So do
good
I.
Show.
It's a great show.
Good show. Yep.
And tonight I'm super excited because Jamie, you know, the younger Reagan, well, his partner gets, I think,
Eddie.
Shot.
Eddie. She
gets shot,
really?
But.
Really?
I think this might bring them closer together because they love each other. So
there's
Blue
always
Bloods
that tension between the two of them.
I know, which is
the
great.
Sexual tension. Yes.
Blue Bloods, CBS, new tonight at 10 o'clock. On Fox, they have a brand new episode of MasterChef Junior. On Discovery, they have Bering Sea Gold. Now, this weekend, something to remind you about before we go through what else is new tonight. But Paterno, the movie premiere starring Al Pacino as Joe Paterno, is going to air on HBO. At 8 o'clock. This is going to be kind of a cool thing, I think, if you want to check it out. He looks just like him.
He does.
He's got even the lower lip scar. He's really made a kind of shocking transformation. So that's Saturday night, HBO, 8 o'clock. Ransom is new on CBS on Saturday as well. And there are, of course, many people paying attention to the Masters tournament that's happening this weekend as well. Tonight, there's a new episode of Once Upon a Time on ABC at 8, followed by S.H.I.E.L.D. and 2020. That's all new. CBS, as I mentioned, has Blue Bloods. But first, MacGyver and Hawaii Five-O are new. Dynasty and Jane the Virgin, new tonight on CW. And after Master Chef on Fox, The Resident is new tonight on Fox.
I thought that Hawaii Five-O would run out of steam, but
no.
When you went through the list of the 25 most popular shows, it was right up there as a teenager. But the best part about it, I don't really care too much for the stories. I love the scene because I love Hawaii. But I also love, I'll just turn it on to listen to the intro music. That's all. The theme.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
26 after the hour. Speaking of music, hey, Elvis is going to drop in again. He has an album to the documentary Elvis Presley, The Searcher, featuring a lot of his hits as well as some different versions of his best-known songs. One of the more notable rarities is an alternative take on Suspicious Minds, which was the final number one single of his career. This is it, I'm guessing, Kara. That's why we're playing it, right?
Yes.
So what is different about it?
It's a little bit more low-key. It doesn't have as much as the backing stuff in. It's more stripped back.
No horns. Yeah. Right. Hey, there's always room for horns.
Get out of here.
There you go.
Presley seems to be holding back a little bit, too, when you listen to this. It does sound like a live performance. Yeah. Recorded at Memphis's American Sound Studio, January 22nd, 1969, this version. A month after NBC aired its 68 comeback special. That was the Hawaii special, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the one where he's in the hot black leather suit?
Yeah. No, it's white. No, it's the white suit.
Oh, what's the one where he's all in leather and he looks super hot?
I think it was in Detroit.
What year was that? This song is just super hot, though. There's something about this song that's just, good.
He had come to the studio that day so he could meet Roy Hamilton, who was a big singer at the time. Roy had been an idol of his, and they had been working on a new album there. Spent a couple of hours watching Hamilton and then recorded a number of his own gospel-inflected numbers. And it ended with Presley singing this song this way. This is the song that he sang at the end of that session. So that's part of what you're going to see. I will watch this. The three-hour, two-part film premieres on the 14th of April at 8 on HBO, concentrating on his artistry, touching on how music defined his life, singing country and blues songs, and the final recordings as well that he made in a jungle room before his death. Elvis the Searcher, and that's the original soundtrack, will come out today and be available as both a standard 18-track single-disc soundtrack, a 3-CD box set as well, vinyl releases, 18 songs. The triple disc edition has 37 recordings, comprising of more Elvis cuts, along with Pearl Jam guitarist Mike McCready's score for the film, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers cover of Wooden Heart, and some of the R&B and country that inspired Presley. So it's something to take in. 29 after the hour.
Stop by to say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds in his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's Friday, April 6th, 2018. For those of you who are in a time warp or in the time machine, you've landed here in America on Friday, the 6th of April. Doug Steffen here with the DJB Show. The J belongs to Jennifer. That belongs to a horn. And Victoria belongs to, or the B belongs to Victoria. She belongs to the Keelans. And the Shillin person. There's a guy who does, actually was a, he was a jock in Baltimore when I was working there. Heavens, when was that? In the 80s. And he was called, he was on the regular rock station there, the top hit station. His name was Ken Merson, and he used to be called the Merson person. And damn if I didn't find him on Sirius XM on the 60 channel the other day. I was
Anyone who's like been missing from their careers for a long time, find them on Sirius.
Yes, right.
There they are.
All right. Today is National Sorry Charlie Day.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
I'm sorry you have to listen to Justin Bieber. The
day song
encourages us to think about the times we have been rejected. Ah, sorry, Charlie. Whether we've been, sorry, Doug. Whether we've been rejected by a sweetheart or a college, a prospective employer, bank for a loan. We've all been refused, and I'm sorry to tell you this. National Sorry Charlie Day allows us to give opportunity to reflect on some of the things that we have done to survive rejection, learn from it, move on. So all of you have examples. I remember. I remember Charlie the Tuna. I remember Charlie Tuna. And I remember Charlie the Tuna.
I remember both of them, yeah.
And Charlie Tuna got screwed by the last station he worked for and annoyed most of it. I don't listen to that station anymore because of that.
I thought you were still talking about the tuna fish.
Well,
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Charlie, there was a disc jockey in Los Angeles for 50 years, Jennifer?
Yeah,
close
definitely.
To 50 years.
At least one of the best, maybe even at least.
Yeah, one of the best jocks of all time ever in the format. And he got canned because of his age. And it upset him so much he became sick and he died.
Wow.
And he was fabulous. I would listen to the station, just listen to him. Those are the old days when you listen to a radio station because you wanted to hear the jock. Who does that anymore unless it's a talk station or a morning show where there's personality and a lot of fun going on? Anyway, Charlie the Tuna rejected but would keep going with a smile. Remember Sorry, Charlie? It became associated with Starkist Tuna. Mm-hmm. It was also a successful American catchphrase. Charlie never let rejection get the best of him. So what sort of rejection have you suffered, Victoria, and come out of it okay? What's the best story you have of rejection and redemption?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one. Go to someone else. Yeah. I'll think about it.
Really? You haven't? Well, if nothing comes to your mind, that means that's a good life. You haven't had rejection. Something doesn't pop right up. I'd say that was a good sign.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer?
Yeah, nothing major, I'm happy to say. Yeah,
good.
Nothing major.
Good for you. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I would say the same thing, actually.
Really?
you might be hanging out with some winners.
With right? All those losers you hung around with, you haven't...
How dare you.
All
right. I got ghosted by a guy once.
What does it mean, ghosted? What does that mean?
Like you go out with someone a couple times, you hang out, everything seems to be great, and you end the date with, I'll call you or whatever, and then just they disappear from the face of the earth.
Right.
Yep. I can't even say that I've had really dramatic breakups, which is really weird. Yeah, typically they just kind of are pretty easy. Now, sometimes I wait too long to do it, or I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kara?
I don't know. I feel like rejection's kind of a personal thing, but yeah, I've gotten ghosted before too. I was supposed to go on a date with someone and he just didn't show up. Like that's beyond ghosting. Like I got to set up.
Beat him up.
So nobody here has ever been refused by the bank to borrow money?
I never tried to do that.
You
well,
all
one
went
time
to
I was
your
trying to
college
refinance.
Of preference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, refinancing my house took forever because one bank did reject me because they couldn't understand how I was on a deed with my dad because we had a family transaction. Uh-huh. But that just irritated me more than made me feel rejected. I was like,
well, that's stupidity on the part of the bank. It's like dealing with the government. It's the same thing. They're all stupid.
Yeah, and I was mad about it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We have to follow the rules. Right, okay. This woman's got great credit, and she can pay you back. What else do you need to know? Well, the government says you can't do it if it's this way. You know, get lost. All right, so there you go. National Sorry Charlie Day. Let's get to some food news here, or wine news, maybe better. The folks at Whole Foods are having a sale. They're going to have a party, and it starts now and goes for the next 2 months. So I'm certainly not the person to be having this conversation. We'll let the ladies who like to swill around the rosé or... whatever it is that they're drinking. Jennifer's our schmalier, and I think that Victoria enjoys a glass or two, mm-hmm. and our new bartender expert is Kara Schilling.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's drinking on the job or not, but anyway, look at all these wines.
This is a really unbelievable deal, right?
Really?
Yeah, so you want me to do it? I'll tell you about it.
Okay. All right. You probably
throw the ball. Here we go. All right. So Whole Foods is having this rosé sale, and they're doing it for the next 2 months. And rosé has become like the latest thing in wine. Like, there are wine trends. Remember during the Sideways movie, no one wanted to drink
yes,
Merlot.
Yes, it killed Merlot.
It did. It killed Merlot for a while. Merlot's starting to make a resurgence, and I predict it'll be the next trendy wine that we talk about after rosé. But Pinot Noir became the thing that everybody wanted. Well, now it's rosé all day, and that's because rosés have really gotten better over the last several years. It used to be when you would see a pink wine, that meant it was really sweet, it was dosed with sugar, it wasn't good. Mm. Now rosés are really nice and pretty and dry, and they're light pink, and so why wouldn't you love it? And it's bloomed in popularity over the last few years, and people seem to be wanting more and more and more. So millennials are credited with millennial pink rosé and the wine's popularity. So Whole Foods is taking advantage of that by doing this big sale, 12 bottles, different kinds of rosé for the next 2 months. The sale's already underway, and each wine was handpicked by the Whole Foods master sommelier, Devin Brogile, and his team. The prices are only $7.99, so $8 to $20 for a bottle of the wines, and there is a whole list of them that you can choose from. And this is a great deal. Anytime you can find a good bottle of wine under $20, I'm all for it. It's worth the try, even if it may not be your cup of tea. What do you have to lose? It's great.
What's French Blue? French Blue. Why do they call it French Blue?
That's just the name of the wine. It's the label.
So how many of these have you tasted? Well, you post these on the Facebook page, facebook.com.
I will, sure.
DJV show, yeah.
Now, on this list, I haven't tried any of them that I know of. I do think it's kind of interesting. There's a Santa Julia Invocation Malbec Syrah Rosé. Typically, you have rosés that are made from maybe Syrah grapes. You have them made from Grenache grapes. Oftentimes, which means it's a red grape, but they pull the skins. That's why it's this pink color. But Malbec, I've never heard them making rosé out of Malbec, so I'd be interested to try that one.
So which wine do you drink?
Which is actually pretty good.
When you go to confession, not confession, when you get your service at the church, when you go up for confession.
That's sherry wine.
Communion,
right? It's communion, yeah. It's sherry?
I believe it is. At Catholic churches, I don't know if it's sherry.
It was in the Episcopal church that I grew up in.
There's this winery, actually, that is in L.A., and Doug, you've probably seen it. Have you ever driven past the 5 freeway, kind of in downtown, crummy area, and it's called the, what is it called? San Antonio Winery.
No.
You see the big sign off.
I may have driven past it because I drive by, the 5 through.
They're
town,
the ones that make most of the communion wine for churches all across the country. For Catholic churches.
Why would they bother with that? Let's just buy some cheap wine at the food store.
They do make the cheap wine that they send out to the Catholic churches. That's
save a few bucks.
The Episcopalians are always kind of waspy and snooty, so maybe that's why they have sherry wine.
Sherry. All right, another
food news. The one thing that's really missing from this list that really bums me out, and we will post the whole list on the Facebook page, is Whispering Angel, which is just the most popular rosé right now, and that's kind of a bummer that's not on sale.
Really?
That's what apparently they want to do the lesser stuff.
Apparently, though, May 25th is National Drink Wine Day, and Whole Foods is actually having a 20% off sale of all the rosé that they carry. So that would be the time to stock up on Whispering Angel. Yeah, that is.
All right, other food news. If you're a big fan of pasta, as I am, but I'm now staying away from it because it's hard to find gluten-free pasta, but because the popularity of low-carbohydrate diets, foods like pasta are widely seen as the enemy. It's public enemy number one if you're trying to lose a few pounds. But there's a study out this week linking pasta to weight loss, suggesting that it has been wrongly vilified. Man, okay, I know what I'm having for dinner tonight. Comes down to pasta's low glycemic index.
What?
GI glycemic index is a system used to rate how quickly a food affects the blood sugar levels. So
it's got a low GI because it's like from simple flours. That's
right. But see, that's the thing that's interesting about this study is that they found out even in white pasta, like traditional regular pasta, no whole wheat or anything like that, it still has more micronutrients and more complex carbs in it than other white foods like white rice and white potatoes. And it's been lumped into that category for a really long time. But this test group, this was a really big study, and this is getting a lot of legs on social media now because everyone's like, yay, we can eat pasta. They had the people eat 3.5 servings, 3.5 half cup servings of pasta per week, and they all, on average, lost 2 pounds.
Wow.
So they say that it's even if you just eat basic white pasta, it's still going to take longer to break down in your system. And they also say one of the reasons that you can eat more of it, because it fills you up really quickly, people tend to have smaller portions.
Yeah. All right, so from now on, I'll order the pasta on the plane.
There you go.
Yeah. Try it.
Very good. Coffee can power more than just your mornings. Coffee is it's very interesting who comes up with these ideas. They're using coffee to run buses in England now.
Mm-hmm. And cool.
There's
hey,
something
if it can
away,
run me, it can run a bus. Right?
Yeah. Well, the beans, there's something about the biology of the bean that is used to create some kind of energy with natural gas. So the gas company in England is using this stuff to power London's double-decker buses. I thought that was pretty interesting, the fact they can use something like that you can create. Who is
well,
it?
London's got a really big crisis right now with their air quality, so yeah. It's that's great well, that they're
they got a really big crisis because people are getting stabbed and killed all over the place. You see that? The mayor of London said last night that the hospitals resemble a war zone because of the victims of the violent crime. Apparently, there's been a real wave of it this week.
Yeah.
We talked about a couple of people being killed. Remember, I think we were talking about guns and people don't get killed in London, and then Jennifer piped up with something I hadn't seen before. A couple of people were stabbed to death, and now a couple of more have been stabbed to death.
The stabbings are huge, yeah.
Yeah. Right,
and it's actually addressed that even when he they had the two couples together on that big forum about a month or so ago, and he said that was something that he needed to work on directly because the knifings had been just on the rise. It's really dangerous.
They're saying the number of murders in London it's higher than New York City, which is pretty unheard of, and people now without guns are finding another way to harm people, and it seems that the knife is their tool of choice.
Well, the whole thing, part of it is the immigration problem that they have, and if you think that that doesn't cause problems, there's the best example. England, from my experience, I started going to England in the 1970s and have been back and forth. If it's been once, it's been 100 times. And in that experience, I will tell you that it was going there was the most peaceful and wonderful experiences of my life. Each time I went because I just enjoyed the culture and the civility and things. And there were plenty of immigrants in London, the people from all over the United Kingdom, because they draw from and they allow and encourage the people from the various satellite countries that were part of the old British Empire to come and mingle and be okay and live and work. But now with what's going on in Syria, the people that are trailing across through Jordan and up into Turkey and Greece, and they're filtering into Germany and France and England. It's a very, very serious problem. And it's been exacerbated by this open door policy that somebody came up. I mean, the mayor of London is an example of the old families that have made it. Sadiq Khan is his name, Muslim, as mayor of London. But he's not new. There have been Muslims living in peace and harmony with people in London for centuries. Well, centuries, but certainly for the last century. So this is really an upset. And these people, because they are as sort of civilized as they are, they don't like it. The British are very angry about this. They're angry. That's why the Brexit thing. This is the kind of stuff that, well, this is going to be a problem because they're now trying to figure out how to get back into the European Union. But the reason they got out is because of this stuff, and this isn't going to help them any. 10 before the hour, this is the DJV show.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to review the items from the world of technology this week. Top five items that have affected you. Victoria Keelan has the honor of doing that, starting with, hey, how about this? We're counting down from number five to number one, Victoria, so let's start with number five.
Well, back in 2017, a new law that went into effect in France gave workers the legal right to avoid responding to work email or text messages on days off or on hours after they've left the office. And now a new bill that's being proposed in New York aims to do the same thing, specifically for people who work in Manhattan, which, you know, is the city that never sleeps. It really is. And so the bill is trying to make it unlawful for private employers in New York City, especially. It'll go for the whole state, but concentrated really more in Manhattan, where, you know, we have finance and media and law and advertising and all these big industries. And so they're trying to make it illegal for workers to be obligated to check and respond to email and text messages during non-work hours. And so they say that technology has made it easier for companies and employers to blur the line of the amount of time employees are working. And so basically, employees can respond if they want to, but they want to take away any type of retaliation from employers. So if you don't respond to your boss over the weekend, you can't get fired for it.
Aha. All right. Number four is a try before you buy deal from Amazon, yeah?
Yeah, for Amazon Prime members, this is a great deal. It's called Prime Samples, and they have so many different products. It's over 100 beauty products, and they have beverages, food, personal care, household items, vitamins, supplements, sports nutrition, even items for babies. You can, between $2 and $4, you can get all these samples ordered, and if you like the product, then the $2 that you already spent for the sample you used gets actually applied to the full-size bottle, or whatever the product is.
is. So it's a great deal, and a lot of people don't know about it because it's almost kind of like a hidden website. But so this is for Prime members. If you are already taking advantage of the 2-day shipping from Prime, then you should go right in there and just type in Prime samples and tons of products. But the only thing is, you can only order a sample of a product once. So you can't have mini hotel bottles of everything.
Just travel.
Which we know you have. That's in your that's in your bathroom.
Wheelhouse, yes. All right, number three this week, a focus on SpaceX.
Well, Elon Musk's companies this week had a bit of a rocky road. They tried to catch that satellite part that dropped off, and they tried to catch it with a net that
Chinese
didn't work.
Satellite. Yeah, right.
The SpaceX. Yeah, they had some little glitches here and there. Overall, SpaceX is actually doing really well. Tesla, not so great right now. But Elon Musk's plan to launch a global satellite-based internet service got a major green light. The FCC approved of their product, of their idea to launch 4,400 satellites into low Earth orbit within the next 9 years. That's a lot of satellites, and those satellites will
junk in space.
Yeah, those satellites will bring high-speed internet to areas that lack broadband access. So this could be a big way around net neutrality if you're buying your internet service right from SpaceX, which would be very cool.
I wonder if anybody's thought through whether there need to be permits when you launch stuff. You just put up in space whatever you want to. Is there some permit process? And who's in charge of that? Yeah, but who would be in charge? You can't say to the Chinese, okay, you got to come to us and fill out a permit if you want to launch stuff in. I think there's a rocky road here.
I think that's why the FCC controls the airwaves, and I think that's why they're involved in this. But you also must have to have some sort of NASA coordination, at least. Yeah.
All right, number two. This is not good for people who are shoppers at retail outlets.
Yes, this was a big, bad story. Saks Fifth Avenue, Saks Off Fifth, which is the outlet store, and Lord & Taylor stores had a huge data breach. Over 5 million cards had data stolen. If you use them in the store, normally this kind of stuff happens online, but particularly this happened with all of the in-store purchases. So, again, always check your credit card statements.
All right, number one, the Kremlin criticizing Facebook for removing accounts run by their troll farm.
Oh, I know,
talking
right?
about a lot of balsam. Oy.
Well, Facebook said this week that they found 300 more pages that had been run by the Russian trolls and targeting Russian-speaking Americans. They removed all of the pages. Mark Zuckerberg has agreed to testify on April 11th. He'll appear at a House committee hearing to talk about the Cambridge Analytica deal and the data breaches. And it's a mess for Facebook right now. I don't know if they're going to recover from this.
Well, yeah, they spend a lot of time and money.
They've lost the consumer trust.
But a lot of people that I know that are your age especially don't want to have anything to do with it anymore, my children included. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.